I want to show you some different things. It's going to be very easy. I want you to tell me what they are, and then I want you to tell me what they have in common. Okay? So I'll start you off with a nice, easy one. What's this? Umbrella. Yep, well done. What have we got here? What's this? It's a helmet for what?
Bike.
It's not for a bike. Have a look at the picture and see if you can guess.
It's for,
that's right, it's for water sports. So if you're on a jet ski or a canoe or something, you might need one of these. What about these? Anyone know what those are?
Yep.
Shin pads, right? What's that? That's a life jacket, well done. Yep. And the final thing is, what's this? Sun cream. Okay, sun cream. Now, can anyone guess what these things have in common? Yeah? They all protect us. Well done. They are all forms of protection. And that's what we're thinking about today. We're thinking about protection. So all of these things protect us from something. I want us to try and work out what they protect us from. So what does this protect us from? Yep. From roasting. Yep. So there are some people coming back from their holidays at the moment who look a bit like this man. Someone's a bit too pink. They've been burnt in the sun. What does the umbrella protect us from? Nice easy one. Yep, protects us from the rain. England in August, so we're going to need lots of umbrellas. What does this protect us from? It protects us from sinking. That's very good. So if we're in the sea and there's a big wave, we may need to be protected, otherwise we'll sink down and the waves will keep crashing over us. What haven't we done yet? What does this protect us from? Yeah. Hurting our heads. And if you hurt your head, it can be very bad and you might have to go to that place. So you don't want to bang your head. And what about the shin pads? What do they protect us from? Sorry? They don't. Well, they can protect you from these, but they protect you from... Why do you wear these? Yep.
Banging your knees.
Banging your knees, or what kind of game would you wear this in?
Football.
Yep. So someone might kick you, mightn't they? They might kick you in the leg by mistake. So you don't want to have to be on crutches. So you put shin pads on and they protect you. If someone's playing a bit too aggressively, you might get kicked, I'm sure, by mistake. But it's good to have shin pads just in case. Now, there are lots of things in the world that we need protecting from. Lots of things that might hurt us or be difficult or uncomfortable. So we have lots of things to protect us. And we're going to have our first reading now. Katie is going to come up and read to us. And I want you to listen very carefully to try and guess what it is. The passage says there is a particular thing that as Christians we need protection from. So listen very carefully and see if we can guess it.
The reading is from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 13. Finally, let the Lord make you strong. Depend on his mighty power. Put on all of God's armour. Then you can stand firm against the devil's evil plans. Our fight is not against human beings. It is against the rulers, the authorities, and the powers of this dark world. It is against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly world. So, put on all of God's armour. Evil days will come, but you will be able to stand up to anything. And, after you have done everything you can, you will still be standing. This is the word of the Lord.
Did anyone hear what it is we need protecting from the reading? Yep. The devil, right? We need to be protected. The passage says we need to be protected from the devil. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us much about who the devil is, but it does tell us that the devil is real. Lots of people today think it's silly to believe in the devil, but the Bible says the devil is real. And the devil's a bit like an angel who's decided they don't like God and they don't want to follow God's way. And the devil doesn't want anybody to follow God. Doesn't want anybody to follow Jesus. And the devil, we're told, is very clever, but God is more powerful. But we still need God's help to be protected against the devil. So that's who the devil is. Now, those of us with good memories, which at the 9:15 wasn't many of us, but I've got high hopes for you lot. Now, a few weeks ago, Will came and did a talk, and all the kids were in again, about the devil. Does anyone remember Will doing a talk about the devil? You're already ahead of the 9:15 at this point. Now, from what Will said, can anyone remember what kind of thing the devil does to stop us following God? You may need some of the grown-ups to help. Anyone remember anything that Will... Will's not here, so he doesn't need the heartache of knowing that no one was listening. Paul? He lies. That is one of the main things the devil does. To try and stop us following God, the devil will tell us lies. He will say, God doesn't really love you. Or he'll say, God's ways are rubbish. Don't follow God's ways. Or he'll say, God doesn't know you very well, so he doesn't really know what's best for you. Don't have to follow him. And the devil is trying to take us away from Jesus. And so therefore, we need protection from the devil. We need God's help to be protected from the devil. Now, what will happen if you decide to forget all of these things? And if you think, oh, these things are all very silly, I don't need them. What will happen to you? You'll get hurt, won't you? Lots of nasty things might happen to you. It's very important to learn about what protection is out there. And it's very important for us to learn about the protection God gives us against the devil. And we're going to think about that protection in a moment, but we're going to sing first. Katie, thank you very much. So we've seen already that we need protection from lots of things. That's why we have umbrellas and helmets and shin pads and that kind of thing. We also need protection from the devil. He doesn't want us to follow God. And that reading shows us that God gives us protection. And the protection God has given us is a bit like a suit of armour. So that would have been what a soldier looked like in the time of the Bible. You can see he's got different kinds of armour on him. And the passage says that God has given us some things that are a bit like a suit of armour. And so we need to take the things God has given us, and those things can protect us against the devil. And we're going to think about three of the things that God gives us. The first is this: faith. Okay, the first thing God gives us is faith. Now, faith is a really important word in the Bible, so we need to make sure we understand it. It's a word we don't always think about, but the word faith means trust. Okay, to have faith in God is to trust God. Now, I need a volunteer. Yep, there's got to be someone who likes chocolate. Do you like chocolate? You sure?
Yeah.
Now, the other thing you need to be is someone who trusts me. Do you trust me? Stay right there. I want you to put on this blindfold. Absolutely nothing to worry about. Can you see?
No.
Good. I want you to put out your hands. I'm going to put something in your hands and you've got to eat it, okay?
Okay.
Do you trust me?
No.
Right. It's a good sound, that, isn't it? Excellent, there we go. So there you go, that is trust. That'd be misplaced trust, but that is trust. So when we have faith in God, we trust in God. We trust that God will do what is right. And the Bible says that faith is a bit like a shield. You see this man has got a shield here? Faith is like a shield. So when we trust God, it's a way of us protecting ourselves against the lies of the devil. Now, I couldn't find a suit of armour today. Have any of you seen a suit of armour? There's a few in Windsor Castle, but they don't let you take them away, so I wasn't able to bring one here. So I was trying to think of what people wear today. That's what a soldier would have looked like in the time of the Bible. I was trying to think of what soldiers wear today. So I've got one or two bits and pieces that soldiers use today, and Andy's going to come up and model some of them for us. When I was... planning the service, I was thinking it'd be good to have someone who I can dress up to look like a soldier. So I was thinking, who looks really strong and sort of butch and powerful? And so I asked Andy if he knew anyone. And he didn't, so we thought we'd go with him. But now, do you know what this is? Yeah. An army thing, that's a technical phrase for it. I'm told it's called a flak jacket. Okay, and soldiers wear these because they've got lots of clothing like that that is strong and is to protect them. Now, what might you need shielding from as a soldier? Any ideas? Bullets? What other things? Yep.
Atom bombs
might need a bit more than one of those, but yeah. But if something explodes nearby, there might be bits of wood or bits of stone flying around, and you need to have lots of shielding like that, so things that will protect you. Now, we need shielding as Christians. There are lots of things the devil might throw at us. It might be a difficult experience. There might be a temptation to do something very naughty. There might be something that happens that makes us feel very sad or worried. And when that happens, we need to keep trusting God. So is there anything that frightens you? Can you think of anything that frightens you? Anything frighten you at all? Spiders? What other things frighten you? There'll be lots of things that frighten adults too. Yeah?
I know someone who is frightened of tomato ketchup.
Someone who's frightened of tomato ketchup. That's an unusual thing to be frightened of, isn't it? But there are lots of things that make us worried, whether we're young or whether we're much older. There are things that might frighten us or make us worried. And what we need to do is to keep trusting God, and it will act like a shield. It doesn't mean that the nasty thing will go away, but it means that God will help us. And so if there's a situation like that, we need to keep saying to ourselves, I can trust God. Whatever it might be that's worrying us or frightening us, I can trust God. I know that God is good. God will always do what is right, even if it's hard for me. I know God's on my side, and I know that because Jesus died for me. So if we keep trusting in God, if we keep having faith in God, it's like a shield. And it means that even if the devil makes nasty things happen, or if there are difficult things that we have to go through, we can keep trusting God that he's good. Now, the second thing, this is a bit of a long word in our passage, salvation. What does that word mean? What is that about, do you think? Any grown-ups, what is salvation talking about? Anyone? Yeah, it means we are saved. So it's a word in our passage, it's a long word for meaning that Jesus has rescued us. Now I need to introduce you to someone. This is Georgie. When I was growing up, Georgie was my favourite toy. Okay, I was given Georgie when I was one by a girl who lived next door called Georgina. So I named my monkey Georgie. And Georgie was my favourite toy. And has anyone got a favourite toy? What's the name of your favourite toy? Jumpy monkey. Yours?
Dodo.
Sorry? Dodo?
Doll.
Doll. Thank you. Charlotte. Now, other people, I'm sure, have favourite toys from their childhood. Now, when I was a little boy and I was at school, I did something very, very horrible. Actually, I did lots of things, but I'm thinking of one particular thing that was very nasty. There was a girl at my school who I didn't like very much. And so one day I took her school bag and I threw it in a river. That was, I think, one of the most horrible things I've ever done to anyone. Because do you know what was in her bag? It had all her school books. It also had her favourite toy in it. That was very nasty. And as you can imagine, when my parents found out, I was in a lot of trouble. And my mum and dad immediately made me go to a shop and to buy lots of new things to give to that girl to replace the things that had been damaged. Now, that was a really, really nasty thing for me to do. I still feel very bad that I did that. And there might be something that we do that we might think to ourselves, well, I'm far too naughty for God to forgive that. Sometimes we might think, I've done something that God could never forgive. God can't love me now I've done that thing. And sometimes the devil makes us think that. The devil makes us think we've gone too far. God can't possibly forgive us now. And so when we feel that way, we need to remember Jesus died for all of our sins. He's paid the price for all of the wrong things that we've done. And as we remember that, the Bible says it's like having a helmet. So I've got a helmet here for Andy to wear, because the Bible says if we remember the death of Jesus and how it covers all of our sins, it is like a helmet. And it's like a very, I'm just going to take, this is a very strong helmet. I want to demonstrate to you how strong this helmet is. Shall we see how strong it is? Did that hurt? Not at all. So it's a very, very strong helmet. And if we keep remembering that Jesus has paid for all of our sins, it is a very, very strong protection. It means we can always know that God forgives us and that he loves us. Okay, and the final bit of protection the passage mentions is the Bible. Now, can anyone remember what the Bible is like? That was, the faith is like a shield, salvation is like a helmet. Anyone remember what the Word of God, the Bible, is like? Anyone from the grown-ups? It's like a sword. So you can see the soldier here, just behind here, is carrying a sword. Now, what's the difference between a sword and a shield or a helmet? How's a sword different? What can you do with a sword that you can't do with a shield or a helmet? Yeah. You can fight back. Okay, so we use a sword differently. It's a good way of protecting ourselves, but it's also a way of fighting back. Now, what does a soldier use today to fight back? He uses a gun. Let's see what else we've got for Andy. Now, I need to say, this is pretend. This is a pretend gun, okay? It's just a very clever-looking pretend gun, but it's not real. Can't do anything with it. It's just made to look like a gun. So we'll give this to Andy. See how he looks with his... Almost looks the part, doesn't he? Almost. Now, the passage says that the Bible is a bit like a sword and it's a bit like a gun. Because the things that the Bible says we can use to fight back against the devil. So, as you look at that gun, think of it as being like the Bible. I better put this away. The Bible is like a sword. It's like a weapon. It's something we can use to answer back. If the devil is making us think that God doesn't love us, or that it's better to go our own way and not live God's way, we can use the Bible to respond to that. If the devil is about lies, the Bible gives us truth to respond with. And that's exactly what Jesus did. Once, when Jesus was tempted by the devil, Jesus was like a really good swordsman. He was able to answer the devil from the Bible. He kept saying, but the Bible says this. And as we get to know our Bibles, it is a really good protection against the devil. It actually means we can fight back. And so it's good for all of us, young, older, to know our Bibles, to read our Bibles, and maybe even to learn little bits of the Bible that we can use. So if the devil makes us think God doesn't love us, we can say, well, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. It's good to remember bits of the Bible so that we can fight back against the devil. So there are lots of things we need protecting from. We've got lots of helmets and other things to help us today, to keep us safe, and we need to be kept safe from the devil. And so God gives us armor. He gives us protection. He gives us faith so that we can keep trusting him even when things are difficult. He reminds us that we have been saved by Jesus, so we can always think, yep, I can be forgiven by God. And we've got the Bible so that we can fight back. If the devil says God doesn't love you, we can say, no, the Bible says he does. So I'm going to pray now and thank God for the help he gives us. Let's put our hands together and bow our heads and close our eyes. Our gracious God, we thank you that though the devil is strong, we thank you that you are more powerful and that you give us the protection we need. We thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you that because of his death, we can trust you. We know that we are forgiven, that we've been saved, And we thank you for the Bible and the help it gives us to fight back. Please help us to keep standing for Jesus. And we pray in his name. Amen.